Good afternoon to two. Go live for at least 20 more minutes and then kind of hang out and do my thing. How you all doing this fine afternoon? There's the chats. I'm doing all right, man. I'm hanging in there. But I picked up some of this stuff. I agree, Kate. Fuck the trolls. Finish it within an hour? I don't think so. I'm not going to drink this whole thing on one stream. I've already finished all four of these beers, and they are delicious. My favorite would have to be the honey, of course. So, like, I want to make this last me all weekend, so I don't feel like drinking the whole thing on stream, to be honest. But I might pour myself a couple of drinks. We got some McDonald's Southern Style Sweet Tea Lemonade Mix, and that's going to be our drink combo for the weekend here. Well, happy birthday, Chills. That's what's up. Thank you for your $1.99. Still looking for Puff. I haven't found him yet, but hopefully he'll turn up. Puff don't turn up, I'm going to be fucking devastated, to be honest. And McDonald's Southern Style Sweet Tea Lemonade is just the business. My birthday's not till March 26th, but thank you. And I did review those drinks. They were delicious. A pepperoni-flavored mead. Thank you, Bubba, for your $50. Or Butter. Chris, thank you for your $1.99. I did do a review on them. They're good. A pepperoni-flavored mead would be interesting. Chilling out on the weekend, making me a quick little drink combo for the stream. Got some McDonald's Southern-style sweet tea lemonade mix. And we're going to mix it with some old number 7. Don't want to come open, do it. There it goes. There it goes. Punk rock's like, chug it. Chris says, you're a damn legend at my high school. Cheers, Chris. Thanks for your $2. Hail Satan, motherfuckers. Don't shove Jesus in my face, you cunt. That's how we do a drink combo, folks. That's what's up, Metal Heavy. Thank you for your $2. I don't really feel like chugging it, to be honest. I'm going to sip on it and then savor the flavor. Oh, yeah, that's the perfect amount of Jack in that. That was delightful. If McDonald's had their own goddamn bar, they'd totally fucking serve this as a drink, dude. Good lord. I love McDonald's Southern Style Sweet Tea Lemonade Mix. Not a sponsor. I got two larges that I just ordered. Thank you. What's this user's name? Falk. Thank you for your $5. Happy holidays to you, too. Pinky out for extra flavor. That's enough alcohol for the stream. I'm going to put this up. I also got a six-pack of beer, too, stacked away, so there you go. Why won't you stir your drinks? Like it matters if I stir it or not. Got no problems with stirring my drinks, man. Sing it on stream. As soon as I finish this drink, though, I'm going to end the stream and cool on videos for a couple hours, and then I'm going to film my food hack for supper tonight when that comes around. Cheers, Exhumed Visions. We got some Jack Daniels and some Southern Style Sweet Tea Lemonade Mix. The Southern Style Sweet Tea Lemonade is, that sweet tea lemonade is from Mickey D's. I tried this combination the other day and I was just like, oh my god. If you think it sounds awful, well, no one's forcing you to drink it, dude.
Does it clap when you walk? What the fuck is even that?
Thanks, Briggs, for your $2. And Justin for your $1. The brownie mead sounds delicious. That would be tasty, yes. And that's the cool thing about making your own homemade mead, you know, is you got a lot of flavors you can do.
Thank you, Grime or Grim for your $2.
But it's the weekend, and I want everyone to enjoy their Saturday. Of course, if you saw my last fucking live stream, fucking the YouTube trolls are being cunts as usual, and there's nothing you can do about it except keep making videos and keep going live when you feel like it. That's my attitude. I go live when I feel like it. It has nothing to do with anything or anyone.
Thank you, Coke419, for your $2.
How much for a circle of protection? Well, that depends on what you're asking that for, you know. Any advice for new magic users? Keep practicing. Use your magic for good and keep practicing. I use my dark satanic powers for good. Cobra, how's it hanging? Not too shabby, dude. Sitting here hanging out stream. I know a lot of my fans were super worried after last stream. So, recording recording this video and uploading a cigar review that I did earlier after the stream of last.
Fill up, I believe I could have, yes. Thank you for your $1.99. Fuck Adolf Hitler. Thank you, channel, for your $5. Cheers.
Make a candy cane mead. Well, I might have to do that after my current mead is emptied. That would be an interesting combination for sure. I like making my own homemade wine. And if you actually get the stuff to make it, you know, like the jars, the airlocks, and everything. Yeah. You can make it, which is like a bottle and like a balloon lock, like I've been doing. But my fans sent me some jars and the lids and, you know, it makes the process a little bit easier.
A holiday freestyle rap, maybe. I do have an OnlyFans page, but it's not activated yet.
A sushi mead? No, that would not be possible because the fish could go bad before it had time to ferment, and you could get really sick from doing that. If they could find a winemaking yeast that ferments and turns it into booze at colder temperatures like fridge temp, then it'd be possible to do a lot more crazy flavors. I'm sipping on some Jack Daniels mixed with Southern Style Sweet Tea Lemonade Mix.
Have you ever considered making a McDonald's sweet tea and french fries mead? That would be interesting. Thank you for your suggestion and your $5 salvage.
Not quite sure how that would taste, to be honest. The food doesn't go bad when you leave it out of the fridge. Then you should be able to, like, use it to make mead and shit.
Hey Siri, put phone on Do Not Disturb. THC infused honey. You could make a mead with marijuana honey.
You probably could, theoretically. Excuse me. If you took like cannabis infused honey and some like 100% juice and sugar, some water and some wine making yeast. I thought about doing that, but that shit is super illegal in Wyoming, so I'll have to wait till Wyoming legalizes marijuana before I do anything like that. But a cannabis-infused mead would be delicious. It would get you stoned and drunk. Get like really like 24-hour turbo yeast to go with it that ferments to like 20% in like a week. Maybe give it like 2 weeks. Yes, sir. I wouldn't even care if it tasted like cannabis, to be honest, but if it gave you the effects.
An ice cream mead would be tasty. That's funny, Mr. President. Thank you for your $4.99. Shout out to any trolls crying about you getting donations. They can all cry about it on the subreddit, lol.
Yeah, that they can. That they can. They're probably sitting on the subreddit right now going, oh my god, he's live. What the fuck? Why won't Cobra stop? I'm sick and tired of his shit. You harass him nonstop and he just keeps going. I'm fucking sick of his shit. It's like, well, no one's forcing you to watch my videos.
Ozzy did not fucking pass away. Shut the fuck up, dude. So we'll go to Google right now and look up Ozzy Osbourne's name. Ozzy Osbourne did not fucking pass away, dude. Shut the fuck up with these fucking trolls. I'm so sick of hearing it. Still kicking. Suck Ozzy's dick, dude. Suck Ozzy's asshole. He's still alive. 75 and still kicking. Fuck off, losers. I wish, punk rock. I wish. Yes, thank you, Mr. President, for your $4.99. There was a post on Reddit crying about it, you getting money, and it's so funny that I'm going to give you money to make them cry even more. That is beyond hilarious. My YouTube trolls sit there and tell me to get a fucking job, but then they try to scare me off from every job I have, so I'm pretty much forced to do YouTube as my job, and when they can't scare me off from that completely, it just ruins their experience. Is it cold in my apartment? No, it's not, because the heat's working, and I can have the window open for fresh air, and then crank the heat all the way up, and it's just nice. Where did you get that hat? Cheers from Norway. Thank you for your donation. I appreciate it. This was sent to me by my YouTube fans. It comes from this company in Australia that makes them. It's like Australia's leading leather company. I'm not sure the company's name, but it's a leather hat. And then I took it and then I bent it to form this custom-made shape with like the front of the hat having that nice classic point. You know, it's called a pie hi-hat. Ozzy will be rocking long after these trolls give up because the trolls are losers. Cheers to that.
The other thing sadder than Ozzy Osbourne having a tumor in his fucking spine are my YouTube trolls' lives. Shout out to Henry. Thank you for your 10, Mr. 68. And he says, have a happy, nice Christmas. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, channel. Thank you for your $2. Here's another few bucks. Suck it, trolls. And that's just it. Yeah, fucking long live Ozzy. Goddamn right. If you want to piss off my trolls more than trolling them back, continue to support me and give me money. That's going to piss off my trolls more than anything. Briggs, thank you for your $1.99. No, I'm straight. Going to have to remove your troll talking. Don't like to talk shit. Got deleted, son. I think my trolls are gay and they're just mad because they find Cobra attractive and they take it out on me, dude. From intel gathered by some of my spitter spies, my YouTube trolls are obsessed with my dick and Warlord's dick, and it's just weird. Look what your glass says on it. It says Cobra Brewing Company from Texas. It's one of the glasses my YouTube fans sent to my P.O. box. Where can we see this dick? Shout out to Kelly. You're making carne asada tacos. Just say, hey, Kelly, enjoy Max's killer cooking with respect. And there you go. Shout out to Max and Kelly. Thank you for your support. Mr. President, thank you for your $4.99. Here's some more money to make your trolls cry. Can't wait to see you post on Reddit about it. See a post on Reddit about it. Keep on rocking, dude. For sure. Live version of I'm Not Dreaming of a White Xmas. Maybe when it gets closer, maybe. Thank you for your $2. Michelob Ultra is delicious. Thank you, Nate, for your $2. Casper needs a Chick-fil-A, according to Nick. Thank you for your $1.99. Don't have a favorite, to be honest, at Darth Vader's stepdad. Thank you for your support. Who the fuck's Nate Smith? Thank you for your $2, Peter Sky. Do I like Twisted Teas? Yes, I do. Zoe, thank you for your $2. And Butta, thank you for your $100, dude. I appreciate it. Metallica or Megadeth? I like them both. Pretty much, Mr. President. Thank you for your $5. Swatting attempt failed. Now Cobes getting more money. Yeah, take that, trolls. Exactly. Thanks, Flower Child, for your $2. A chocolate chip cookie meat or an Oreo meat? That would be delicious. Thank you, Falk, for your $5. Who the fuck is Peter Sky Parker? Never heard of him, Nate Smith, but thank you for your $2. How about any kind of live content other than sitting and reading chat? I'll give you money then. If you don't like watching it, then I'll just ban you from my channel. I'll make it easier for you. Thank you, Connor, for your $1. Yes, Meg, I'm aware of that. My day is going all right. That'd be tasty, Wendy's. Thank you, Carol Rice, for your 99 cents. A 5-second chug for this $5 donation. Well, I'll see what I can do. Show us your poo-poo? That's gross. Thanks, Commander. I appreciate it. What's up, Rhett? Says, g'day, Cobra. Happy birthday to Hoji's girlfriend. Thank you, Mike, for your $1. Thank you, Devin, for your $1 holler. I'm doing a ramen noodle food hack for dinner. That's what's up, Jeff. Thank you for your $1.99. Bong Water, thank you for your $10. Yeah, you know, you're from Wyoming. Alistair Krell is pretty sweet. Thank you, Rose, for your $1. Thanks, Sophia, for your $2. Ashley Sharp, thank you for your $1.99. Use the bathroom. I'll be right back. Sorry about that. You might be from Wyoming, if. Thank you, Bong Waters, for your $10. And Bubba, thank you for your $50. Richard, thank you for your $5. Yeah, I would call this a Cobra Polymer, to be honest. Some Jack Daniels, Old Number 7, some sweet tea, Southern style lemonade mix. If you were trying to make an apple cider, no, but I have made a bomb ass. Well, what was it? One of my fans sent me some 24-hour turbo yeast a while back, and I used it to make an apple mead with the cinnamon, the caramels, and the honey and the sugar. Mott's 100% apple juice. Oh, Lordy, that fucking mead turned out amazing. Thank you, Retto, for your $2. How was your dump, fuck sickos? It was fantastic. Thanks for asking. How to make nachos? Yeah, I do want to start the Beavis and Butthead. Wings of Redemption, I've heard some nasty things about him. I don't know if they're true or not, so I don't want to start anything, you know, because, yes, I can tell you how to make nachos. Thank you, Stefan, for your one. I appreciate it. How to make nachos. Well, you get some nacho cheese Doritos and a nice cheddar cheese, and you layer down the chips. One little tiny layer, barely covering the plate, then you hit it with some cheese, then another layer of chips, then more cheese, and you microwave it so like each layer has a little bit of something on it, you know. Thanks, Wendell's, for your $2. Yes, I like pork ribs. They're delicious. Thank you, Hingo. Long live Ozzy, motherfuckers. $2. Shout out to Hangry. Thank you for your donation of $2, SC7. As soon as I find Puff, I'll let you all know. You all know what's up. I've been looking for him, and no luck, dude. No luck. So he's buried himself underground and he's hibernating. Sorry, I wasn't laughing at that. I was laughing at this dumb comment someone made. Thank you, Rolling Cookie, for your $1.99. I appreciate it. Cobes for president 2024. I'm not old enough to run. Cobra, do you prefer joints, bowls, or bong? I am not picky when it comes to how I smoke my green smoke, you know. Oh, my bad. Have a hangry day. Thank you for your $4, Mr. SC7. Contact me through my email and I'll see what I can do about it. Or hit me up on PayPal with the song you want me to sing. Some of these comments that are funny, it's just like, oh my god. What do I think about Dio? I like Dio. I like that opera power metal, but I'm more of an Aussie fan, to be honest. So yes, I am a fan of Dio's, but not as much as Ozzy Osbourne. And it's like, maybe Dio shouldn't have been talking shit about Ozzy Osbourne. That's why he died first. Well, thank you, Sad Fish Sandwich, for your $2. If you don't know who Ozzy Osbourne is, then you need to educate yourself on some real music. You uncultured rock and roll, not having in your life, fucking swine. Wendell, thank you for your $5. I'm not gonna no, dude, what the fuck? No, your mist got deleted. I don't care if you donate money, if your fucking comment's a troll to donate to talk shit, you're gonna get deleted. Oh, Propane Man, your comment got you deleted too. Fuck you. Better not get drunk, Josh. I'll do what the fuck I want, it's my damn YouTube channel. I've already age-restricted the video because there's alcohol being consumed on this video. TTS, what the fuck is that? Donate to talk shit? See, I don't gotta bring that back. You've seen people in chat who donate fucking money to talk shit regardless of what platform it's on because people are obsessed with me. Like, my trolls are more obsessed with me than I am with Ozzy Osbourne, and honestly, it's not healthy. I liked your mead video. I got several of those on my channel, yes. I like making the mead for the fans. Dio Black Sabbath is alright, but I prefer Ozzy Sabbath. No, Exhumed, Kelly Osbourne is not single. She's with her baby daddy. Stop drinking. Why don't you make me a pussy? Kelly Osbourne's a MILF now. What? Ozzy Osbourne's of age children are female. His daughters are cute. Sue me. Like, Kelly and Amy are hot. Sue me. Not gonna try anything, but we're gonna address the elephant in the room. A Baconator mead? That would be interesting. Thank you for your $2, craze. Winston, what's been your favorite food combo? That was the nickname for the ghost in my old apartment, which might have been a distant cousin of mine, to be honest with you. It's funny how life works. The last apartments I lived at were built in like the 1920s, 1930s, super old. And on the mailbox that had 108 on it, which is my old apartment number, like, these are mailboxes from when the building was originally made, and it literally says McNeil underneath it. So I thought that was kind of cool that one of my distant Scottish cousins might have lived in that apartment at one point during that building's history. That's kind of a trip. YouTube, Sharon's good looking for her age too, man. God damn. I'm not gonna try anything because I respect boundaries and I worship the ground Ozzy walks on, but that's beside the point. Yeah, I do. There was a Victoria's Secret model with Down syndrome. She's old enough. Yeah, I do remember that. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging that, dude. And I just think it's awesome that Victoria's Secret included plus size models, and then they also include women who have Down syndrome. And I just think it's super woke and inclusive of Victoria's Secret. So good on them. Yes, it's very much true, Mr. President. Thank you for your $1.99. According to Ancestry.com,
I am 80% British and 30% Scottish Norwegian Viking. I hate sickos more than I love Ozzy Osbourne, so your comment's gonna get you banned. Bye bye, troll. I would never do that kind of crap, even if they were 18. Fuck off, you miserable fucking cunts. That comment got you banned, son! What's the truth? I hate sickos more than I love cobras, to be honest. My trolls need help. They really do. So, like, here's a thought. You keep Ozzy's grandkids out of your fucking mouth, you miserable fucking cunt. Ashley, thank you for your $1.99. Shout out to Adam. We love you. Oh, I appreciate it. Hey, Cobes, can you tell Sybaros not to fall asleep? Yeah, don't fall asleep, dude. Thank you for your $2. You said it, punk rock. Fuck sickos and fuck rape in all forms. Oh, thank you. I would honestly take a bullet for any of the Osbournes. I don't care if it's Ozzy or not, you know. I just have so much respect for that family. I fucking love Ozzy Osbourne, dude. Worship the ground he walks on. Wand update. Yeah, I'm making a wand right now. You see it right there. I'm waiting for it to dry before I add the shiny to it. What other bands do I listen to? Yes, of course, I would take a bullet for Sharon. You kidding me? That's Ozzy's goddess. Fuck off. I just got done saying I would literally take a bullet for any of the Osbournes. I don't care if it's Ozzy or not. Like, fuck off. Okay, Mr. President, the Forbidden Five are just... It basically says, fuck sickos. You know, I don't want to talk about that because it's disgusting. It's basically, you know, if you're a sex pest, you know, it's rude. I will just say this. Sex should be between two consenting adults and just leave it at that. Those drink combos starting to fucking kick in just a little bit. And I'm feeling, ooh, yeah, let's go. Okay, Jack Daniel's Old Number 7 with some McDonald's Southern Style Sweet Tea Lemonade. Oh, yeah, let's go. I call it a Cobra Palmer. I think someone in chat just named the drink combo. I go with that. That's bloody brilliant. My biggest accomplishment of 2023, I think, is just hitting 80,000 plus subscribers. When I started making videos in my parents' basement, I honestly had no idea I'd get this far. Mr. President, thank you for your $1.99. Emergency, we are at a code. George Floyd. Yeah, that honestly sucks what happened to George Floyd, because it makes cops look bad and it further perpetuates all this negativity towards the black community and, like, you know, racism and shit. And I'm just so sick of it. I'm just a dreamer. When will all this anger, hate, and bigotry? There's just times where you, like, you gotta, you know, you listen to Ozzy because you gotta have your fix, you know? Like, okay, the world's stressing me out. I can't stand people right now. And it's like, boop, put the headphones in. And it's like, he said, ironically. You want to smell good for the ladies this holiday season? Excuse me. If you have a wife, or maybe you're single, and you want to spice up your love life, check out that tactical soap, coupon code King Cobra. Just check out their amazing line of products. They all smell good. They're all designed to make your beard and your skin super soft. And when you're showering with tactical soap, oh, excuse me, that's what that sound I just made. Oof, that's what fucking Dr. Squatch smells like. Harry Potter soap, I'm like, ugh, Dr. Squatch can suck Umbridge's minge. But no, seriously, you gotta check out Tactical Soap. I love their products, dude. They're God of War beard oil. When I grow up my goatee and my beard, like you've seen, it leaves my beard really fucking soft. Thank you, Epic, for your $2, dude. I appreciate it. Dude, I'm already starting to catch a really sweet buzz after this drink combo, man. I'll crack open another goddamn beer and fucking keep going with it. Woo, what the fuck was that? Oh, God, it smells like One Direction. Sound like Harry Styles singing. Who the fuck is Harry Styles? I'm more of a fan of Harry Potter. Oh, dude, that just straight reeks of Asperger's. Fangirl Kate says, take a drink for the ladies in chat. Hell yeah, Kate, you got it. Mm. Oh, that is so good. Oh, dude. God damn, dude, that fart is lingering. blow my trolls a kiss, because they can lick my ass crack, kiss my Asperger's. Bust out some riffs. If I were to record guitar, I'd rather do it through my phone, just because sometimes the recording on my computer doesn't always pick up on it the best. But I might play some guitar for a video. If I missed your donation, I apologize. I got a lot of people commenting right now, and a lot of people kind of thing. What drugs have I tried? It'd be easier to name the ones I haven't. Well, I'm talking about the tactical soaps, dude. This would make a great stocking stuffer for the men in your life. Okay, so we're going to boop right there, just like that. Yeah. If using that affiliate link and using that coupon code will help me make some money, but it'll also, more importantly, help you smell better for the ladies. And I gotta say that tactical soap definitely works, but not the way you think it does. You know, every time I go out in public and I wear my tactical soap products, women respond to it like, "God damn, dude." It's like, yeah. Tactical soap was started by a single father who just got screwed by a divorce from his wife. And he noticed a lot of dudes were struggling on the scene. And he said, "We gotta do something about this." And he said, "Enough's enough." So tactical soap evens the playing field. As far as pheromone products go, it definitely works. And it's a lot cheaper than anything else you'd buy on the internet, especially if you use the coupon code, you know. In fact, I ordered some tactical soap recently, I think yesterday, yeah, for myself, because I'm like, ouch, I'm down to like these little tiny slivers that I, you know what I'm saying. What happened to Courtney? Are you friends still? Thank you, Mr. President. Me and Courtney Noyce are still friends. Yeah, I haven't talked to her in a minute. She's been busy working her ass off for the holidays, I reckon. Sad fish sandwich, thank you for your $2. How much for a wand? Fat Mike needs one. Gotta make some more and list them on Etsy. It's 4:20, let's get stoned. Yeah. My time, it's like 3:20, so you're an hour ahead of me. I don't have, like, the supplies to make wands for every fan, but I'm literally sitting on a gold mine because people love / want to get a hold of a wand. I've built up enough following that I'm not going to run out of customers anytime soon. Happy 4:20, Cobra. Yeah, man. Black flame to light my green smoke. Power to the people and believe in yourself. And hail Satan.
Oh, yeah. That's delicious.
A weed mead? We've already discussed this in chat. If marijuana became legal in Wyoming, I would definitely do that. Pour some, like, cannabis-infused honey into an alcohol. You should do some duster. I'm good on that shit, dude. Thank you for your $2. Good suggestion. Thank you, Mr. President, for your $5 as well. Grab another fucking beer. And then you might just see me jamming out to music on my phone. If I sing along to it, I guess that's my choice. Oh. I think after New Year's Eve, I might work on another album. But, like, with my album work that I've been doing, making the music albums, I released Sinister Snakes, and then I'm re-releasing Cobra's Crude Christmas Carols with 5 brand new bonus tracks. And one of those tracks is like a 25 minutes, you know, of me just doing holiday stand-up comedy, you know. Shout out to your hubby, Pat. Thank you, Kelly, for your $1.99. Just Troy, thank you for your $2. You're drinking Kiss Black Diamond Rum and Pineapple Pop. That sounds delicious. I like Kiss. They're pretty fucking sweet. Gene Simmons is, yeah, dude. They call me Dr. Love. Oh, I wanna rock and roll all night. Party every day. Yeah! Gene Simmons is like, I have the longest tongue and nobody can beat me. And then Jar Jar Binks is like, excuse me, blah, blah, blah. And you think Jar Jar Binks is annoying? Okay, I can tolerate Jar Jar Binks over Baby Yoda. Yeah, I said it. I said it. Who the hell is just like, okay, so here's a typical Star Wars battle. There's like people shooting blasters at each other. Lightsabers are fucking clashing and all this horrible crap. Yeah, totally safe space for a baby, dude. Get fucked. Like Yoda should have put a condom on. Do they have Plan B Parenthood in Star Wars? And plus, you know, if you try to feed baby Yoda his baby food, he could just go like this and fling the spoon across the fucking room. And you're like, oh my fucking god. Here comes the Millennium Falcon. Yeah, open up. Like, you don't have, oh, how's the lizard doing? Have you fed him today? Oh, you're funny. Thank you for your $2. My lizard's just fine, and when I find him and get him back in his fucking tank, y'all are gonna be sucking my dick. What's your favorite anime? I like anime in general. I don't really have a favorite. Although, some of my favorite anime-type shows, like, it's gonna sound super nerdy, but Dragon Ball Z. Vegeta's my favorite character. Damn you, Kakarot! It's over 9,000! I will listen to that band when I can, Pixel. Thank you for your recommendation and your $2 holler. Yes, thank you, Exhumed Visions. Thank you for fucking my P.O. Box. P.O. Box 3862, Casper, Wyoming 82601. 82601 or 2. I don't remember which one. I just know it's P.O. Box 3862, Casper, Wyoming. And if you want to send me something cool in the P.O. Box, no worries, Exhumed. It's all good, man. You said you're only going to have one drink. But I know I'm a liar. Feeling all right and the noise in the light. That's why I like my fire. Am I emo? No. No, I don't judge emos. I used to when I was younger, but us more mature goths are like, you know what? You're all part of the alternative scene. So who gives a fuck how you do it? Like, you get into this stupid fucking, like, oh my god, you're such a poser because you listen to My Chemical Romance and wear skinny jeans. And it's like, you're such a poser because you don't wear the same nail polish. And it's like, fuck off, dude. It's cool taste in chat. Okay, well, good for him. The P.O. box is in my description box of all the videos. Should I make myself another Jack Daniels drink or should I have a beer? I'm down for whatever, dude. Both. Both, someone says. Fangirl Kate says Jack Daniels. Alright. 1 second. I'm gonna mix me a drink and jam some Ozzy Osbourne. 1 second. I guess you twisted my Asperger's. Jack Daniels, made famous by musicians like AC/DC, Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby. Hole number 7. Yes. My buddy's Phil and Bree introduced me to Jack Daniels. And, I used to hang out with them, but then, you know, life happens and they had a kid and, you know, they had to stop doing their, you know. And I get that. Like, if you have a kid and, like, you know what I'm saying? Well, I hope they're doing good. Should pour this in first? Yeah, we should. I think that's enough, JD. One. There we go. That's enough. That's more than a fucker. That's like a rocks glass full of Jack Daniels, son. That's, oh shit. I'm thinking Ozzy Osbourne Staying Alive. That's what I'm thinking of. It's a remake.
Staying alive, I'm a woman's man. You can't tell by the way I walk. Staying alive.
It's a classic disco song called Staying Alive. And they're like, oh, you can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. Ain't got time to talk. And it's like, life's a pain in the ass, but we're all staying alive and kicking ass. And it's one of those songs I like to listen to when I'm feeling down. So many musicians. Elvis Presley, Drowning Pool, Dragon Force, Disturbed, Dirt Strats. I haven't heard this song in a minute. Money from nothing and your chicks for free. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. Clark, Marilyn Manson, Metallica, Midnight, Moonspell, Mortal Love, Necro, Nightwish, Nirvana. There's the Ozzy Osbourne right above Papa Roach. It's like Ozzy Osbourne right above your Papa Roach collection. Oh my god, Born to Be Wild with Miss Piggy. I love this song.
Tammy!
Miss Piggy, welcome!
Ozzy Osbourne? Boy, did I open the right door. I'm sorry to bother you. Oh, Miss Piggy, you're not bothered to me at all. Stick around, we're gonna rock!
Chill. Come on, babe. We're gonna rock the place down. Come on! The best part about the fucking song right here. Ozzy, get off the floor. Give me a kiss. Love it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Fuck me, if McDonald's fucking had a bar, they should serve this. That was coming in the if McDonald's had a bar, their Happy Meals for the adults would come with shooters. Rock and roll never dies, motherfucker! Fuck Cyrax. Looking for your donation. Long live Ozzy, motherfucker! On to be wild! Sharon! Sharon, Cobra's trolls are the biggest wankers. Think of me, come on! Bunny be wild! Long live Ozzy, motherfuckers! Born to be wild! Born to be wild! Ozzy says he's got 10 years. I'm like, fuck that, mate. You got 40 years. I want to see Ozzy make 100 and fucking, at the very least, get back up on stage and fucking continue making fucking music. Because the crap that people are putting out today is just, ugh. I love you, Miss Piggy! Come on! Ozzy, get off the floor! Ozzy!
Give me a kiss.
No way! I'm out of here!
I fucking love this song, dude. Oh my god, it's good.
I'm gonna burn the disco train! Ha 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 ha! Yeah! You can't tell by the way I was, I walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. I've been born, it's alright. It's okay. You may look the other way. You understand? You meant that man.
Getting a little toasty in my jackets. I'll be right back. Got this London fog trench coat that I love to pieces. Super cozy.
Stay alive! Ha! 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 Stay alive! Everybody on the dance floor, darlings! We're going to dance with the devil!
Come on, we're gonna get away! Alright, it's okay. You made it to see another day.
Stay alive! Stay alive!
I'm a little bit drunk, so the vocal cover is gonna be a little.
Ha 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 ha! Stay alive! Stay alive! Ha 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 ha! Stay alive! Everybody on the dance floor, darlings, we're going to dance with the devil!
Mama, I'm coming home, flying high again.
Why don't you join me?
Oh, yeah. I think flying high again is what I want to listen to tonight. It's a great song to listen to when you're fucking getting... When you're drinking. Do I listen to Ghosts? Yes, I love Ghosts. They're awesome. Yes, I like Ghosts. They're good bands.
Kiss, kiss the goats.
Mary on a cross. Actually, I haven't heard that song in a while. Mary on a cross. Cheers, Mr. President.
Oh, yeah. Right now. I.
Birmingham forever, you fuckers!
I'm back.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I'm down.
My dad hooked me up with a pair of iPhone headphones. So I got like two pairs of these that I can plug into my phone now. So if I do vocal covers, I can do it on my phone and then it won't play out loud and I won't get copyright strike.
You're on the ground. Something up here. Mama's gonna worry. I've been a bad, bad boy. No, you saying sorry.
After dealing with the fucking cops earlier, I'm like, screw this shit. I'm gonna order me some fucking Jack Daniels and a six pack. And then I'm gonna go live and shove it in my troll's face and be like, hey man, you can't stop fucking this rock star life.
I disappear.
And I don't consider myself a rock star because I haven't gone on tour yet.
Am I just a crazy guy? You bet.
Mom's gonna wear it!
Oh, my voice cracked on that.
You're saying sorry! And I enjoy as you.
Spangled Kate knows what's up. Just enough to burn and wet that whistle. Yeah, you are just a whistling Dixie.
I'm high, yeah. Why don't you join me? Wanna join me?
Shout out to Big Buns 2023. Thank you, Mr. President, for your $1.99. Fuck the trolls and fuck sickos.
Go now. Okay, so it's official. Jack Daniels, old number 7, mixed with McDonald's Southern Style Sweet Tea Lemonade. That's how you make a proper Cobra's Palmer. And if you can't get that, then, like, get some other, like, substitute for, like, tea lemonade. But I'm like, I have this craving for McDonald's Southern Style Sweet Tea Lemonade. I don't know what it is, but it's so fucking delicious. Like, I'm good on the fast food, man. Fucking, my fans ordered me a bunch of Taco Bell, and I'm like, shit. Paranoid Live with Randy Rhoads. Yes, I want to listen to that. All right! The new Paranoid! Feelings with my woman, cause she couldn't help me with my mind. People think I'm insane because I am frowning all the time. Things, but nothing seems to satisfy. Think I'll lose my mind if I don't find something to ratify. You helped me as you were my friend. Oh, yeah! Ah! Now I can turn the music up as loud as I want on my headphones, and I'm not gonna get a copyright infringement. She's going to kill my stir. Fuck. The Ace of Spades! You know, when I grow my shit up, man, I can fucking grow in my Killmaster sideburns. I love it. I will sigh and you will laugh and I will cry. Happiness I cannot feel and love to me is so unreal. Come on! Rock and roll, motherfucker! I tell you to enjoy life, I wish I could, I'm too late. Oh, that's a good whiskey sour. I haven't heard Dirt Strats in a hot minute, so hold up, this fucking one song.
I want my MTV.
Money for nothing. Play the fucking song, you stupid ass phone. Come on, play the song for my childhood. Piece of shit. Well, it's not wanting to play because, oh, well, Cobra's enjoying himself, so we can't have that. No. Thanks for the shout out. Your videos are awesome, and I love your content. Love you, King. Thank you, Big. For your $10, mate. Appreciate it. Bloody good. Honestly, thank you to everyone who's donated on this stream. I didn't expect to do that. People have already donated so much fucking money on the last stream. I'm overwhelmed by the kindness. Ozzy is just as good as... you know what? Don't you dare. Nope. I'm gonna have to block you for that. One Direction can piss off. They really can, because it's like, you know, I hate One Direction. When I think of British musicians, I think of Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, The Beatles, The Cradle of Filth, you know, the music I listen to. And it's like, even though I hate Harry Styles and I hate One Direction, I don't go out of my way to fucking hate them personally, because I'm like, you know what, they're doing their thing, I'm doing my thing, who gives a damn? Harry Styles, more like Justin Bieber version 2.0. Oh, come on. You know what? It is what it is. I'm not gonna get mad about my fucking phone not wanting to fucking play the song. I just listen to music while I fucking stream, you know, and I'm kinda liking this. Plug in my headphones. You can't really hear it on YouTube. Money for nothing and your drugs and chicks and your rock and roll for free. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. It doesn't wanna let me play it, but that's just all us. We'll try restarting it one more time. And if it doesn't let me want to re-fucking play it, then I'll just play it on this fucking computer over here. It ain't nothing but a thing. There's no reason why it shouldn't let me play the song because I have it downloaded. Someone might have hacked my phone and been like, no, I'm not going to let Cobra enjoy himself on his own stream. And I'm like, dude, your life is fucking miserable. Holy shit. How much does weed cost there, Cobes? Well, thank you, Nick, for your $2. But that's none of your damn business, is what I'm gonna say to that. Like, Wash Leaver thinking to me, genius. To quote, like, the Boondock fucking Saints, it was a firefight! Like, Wash Leaver thinking to me, genius. Well, would you look at that? Stop letting me play it. That is fucking retarded. Well, then, I'm gonna have to turn the phone off, and, we'll come back to it. You know? You expect, and that's, if my phone is being hacked, then my YouTube trolls are only doing it because I'm live, and they want Cobra to freak out about it. And it's like, you don't give them the satisfaction of freaking out. You're just like, yeah, you know, that's life. Go ahead and plug that in and charge it. I turned off tracking on my goddamn phone so they couldn't track my ass. That's how the fucking trolls cyberstalk me, is they use YouTube for that. And I'm just like, eh, fuck you. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. Oh, ah, ah. Like, oh, ha, 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 ha. We took Cobra listening to music on his phone and took it away from him. Eh. Like, he didn't do shit. As soon as I stop going live, it's going to work again because you don't get the satisfaction of watching the reaction live. I know how predictable my trolls are, and it's fucking sad, dude. I feel sorry for my trolls. They try so hard to fuck with me when I don't do shit to them because they're miserable, dude. My YouTube trolls are fucking miserable. People are like trying so hard to steal my Rolling Stones jacket. And if you want this bomb-ass Rolling Stones bomber jacket, why don't you just order one for yourself? Because the one I have is mine. You can't have it. That's how I feel about it, YouTube. Like, you won't let me listen to the song while I'm...
The highest art is beauty.
It sounds beautiful. Skip. That art is beautiful. It looked very cultural and beautiful, yes, but I'm not interested at the moment. No offense to the lovely people who were doing that kind of thing. And playing like one song on my YouTube, because if I plug in the phone, it's out loud on my computer, it's gonna play it out loud. Like one song might not hurt it. Money and drugs and chicks for nothing, and you're rock and roll for free. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. I may not do a vocal cover, I may just listen to it and enjoy the music and cover a couple of parts of the songs. It at least shows that I can still sing it. Thank you for your donation. Good morning, Kings. From CJ Murata. It's $50. I grew up listening to this song as a kid. Look at that yo-yo. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing. You drugs and chicks for free. You play the guitar on the MTV. That's the way you do it. Play the guitar on the MTV. It ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens. Some engine delivery. We got the movies, refrigerators. We got the movies on the TV. Yeah, buddy, that's his own world. The little
little faggot got a little jet airplane. The little faggot is a millionaire.
That's you,
we have an install microwave oven. The kitchen delivery. We got the movie refrigerators. We got the movies on the TV.
Sticking in the camera.
Oh, yes, what's that? Hawaiian noises.
Banging on the bumpers like a
moose.
That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. We got some install microwave oven. Custom kitchen delivery. We got the movies, refrigerators. We got the movies, call a TV.
Oula, oula.
This man.
That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your drugs and chicks for free.
Money for nothing, drugs and chicks for free.
For free. Money for nothing,
chicks for free.
Money for nothing.
Chicks for free.
Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Chicks for free.
Chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Chicks for free.
Money for nothing.
You want chicks for free, you gotta check out that tactical soap, okay, because you don't need some shitty pickup line, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are making fun of me for not trying anything, and I'm like, dude, I'm not gonna try shit. You know what I'm saying? Go to a bar, hang out, fucking wear my tactical soap and not try anything and watch what happens. Some of the chicks there might recognize me. Some of them might be like, who is this guy?
Money for nothing, drugs and chicks for free.
Oh, fuck, after this. Dealing with the cops and fucking YouTube trolls, that's a shit. And I'm not mad about the cops, you know, they're just doing their fucking job, but it's like, dude.
I want my MTV.
And I guarantee if I'm not able to listen to my next vocal cover after on my phone after doing that one, then I know for a fact that I rule my trolls' lives.
That one played out loud because I had these headphones on and plugged into my computer. But when, like, I do a vocal cover with just my iPhone and... Oh, you fucking cunt. Knocked my kratom pills over. My bad. Stick that up there for a second. There we go. I think it pissed and fucking... This stuff is... Oh, man, I love my Jack Daniel, but it is... I want to keep those four fucking cans that the fans sent because that is glorious. These flavors are not on the regular, you know, so these are collectibles. No, oh, fuck. I'm going to take a piss. Fucking... I'll be right back.
Yeah. There we go. I fixed that. And this is precisely why I ordered... Hold up. Am I unplugged? Little fucking Tina autistic. Yeah, I'm unplugged. Okay, so you can hear me. Cool. This is why I unplugged my headphones after the fucking deal. Cause it's like, I don't know, you know. Like, man, this is what I do with my life. I fucking jam out to music and I drink alcohol and just rock out, you know. Shit. People are like, I want to steal your fucking goddamn Rolling Stones jacket. I'm like, if you want one so bad, get one for yourself. Because if you steal the jacket I'm wearing, I wear it all the time. So you're going to have to steal it off of my cold dead corpse. But that's not Paranoid Live with Randy Rose. That's Bark at the Moon. Well, now it wants to play again. That's fine. I like Bark at the Moon. The fart I just made, my trolls can suck it. Cheers to my Viking ancestors. Bark at the Moon! That's the perfect amount. It's enough for like one more little drink afterwards. Thank you for all of you for donating. I appreciate it. Oh, fuck. All the donations are making my Christmas a little less miserable, so I appreciate it. The moon. Hey, yeah. Buck at the moon. There we go. That's perfect. You pour a splash of Jack Daniels in there and then some of the fucking tea and lemonade. And they're like, oh, people are like, oh, you won't stir your drinks. Okay, let me use my pipe tool to stir it. Return to prove them wrong. So wrong. Woo! Yeah, baby! Yeah, that's perfect. Get a little bit of ice chunk in there. Which I can fucking put up with that. You let the ice melt, it'll be nice and ice cold. That's fucking delicious. And you listen to all this music live on YouTube and nobody's done. Holy silence! This my trolls can go to hell. Actually, my trolls aren't worthy to go to hell. Someone tells me to go to hell, I take it as a compliment. I'm like, yeah, man, me and Satan are brothers from another mother. The power of belief and coincidence is a truly trippy sort of thing, YouTube. No! The trolls don't dictate shit. I fucking dictate their life, otherwise they wouldn't care if I go live or sing book covers or any of it, you know. Like, even if my YouTube trolls were Ozzy Osbourne fans as well, I'd be like, oh, that's adorable. Rock and roll rapo! I'm as free as a breeze. Let's go with that. They're like a portable jukebox is what iPhones are. That's the way I look at them. Do you want to be so obvious?
chug your drink. Thank you for your $5.
I will chug it to the best of my abilities. I tell you no lies. I worship the devil. This is stupid, alright? But I'm just a rock and roll rebel.
People are sitting there like,
purity.
Oh,
no,
shit.
Prosperity.
I'm going to ignore the fucking troll donations.
Rock and roll rebel. They say I worship the devil. Who cares? Who cares if you worship the devil? All the fucking corrupt assholes in the Christ religion. You know, you want to have this fucking arguments.
There's a lot of corruption in the Christian church, but I don't actively go out of my way to like...
No. Crazy! But it's gonna change them, change them! Gonna change them, change them!
Out of the air, just to fucking puke off camera, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, no, we're not gonna have that shit. My glorious fans tuning in for the life. They're like, no. We're gonna get back up on fucking camera and drink more after puking because that's what people crave.
But it's gonna change them, change them. It's gonna change them, change them. Walk that walk. Talk that talk.
Thank you, Marks, for your $2. Yes, I'm a soldier of rock and roll. Thank you, Gunther, for your $1.99.
I'm not worried about the hair plugs. I embrace whatever hair I have left. Hair plugs would be nice, but I'm like, you know what? I still got long hair left, so I want to embrace it. That's what life's all about, man. Just embrace what hair you got left, metaphorically speaking.
Crazy!
Here comes the guitar solo. Join me in getting wasted and listen to the Gospel of Ozzy.
Crazy! Nobody's gonna change them, change them! It's gonna change them, change them! Walk that walk! Talk that talk! Talk!
Oh, where was that guitar solo? It was like...
The rock and roll rebel.
I'm pretty sure it's in this, that one guitar. Or maybe the guitar solo skipped over. It's fucking ridiculous. My fucking phone's being retarded.
Fire in the sky.
Dump the drink on your head in honor of Ozzy. That would be a waste of booze, you fucking cunts. I want to drink this entire drink in the name of Ozzy, dude. You stupid fucking wanker. Let's grab a drink at Frosty's tonight. Well, they won't want me back in because of my YouTube trolls. So fuck them. Fuck the YouTube trolls, but thank you. Thank you, Thuria, for your 420. Walter, for your 5. Shout out to your friend, Tess.
That's what's up. I've been going to Frosty since I lived in my old apartment, and like, they all of a sudden decided, the trolls started harassing them, and it's like, no, fuck you. And I'm like, you know what, if my trolls had the bars they were being going to harass, and they got kicked out, they couldn't handle it. That's the fucking truth. So I'm like, I'm not gonna go to that bar just because I don't want them getting harassed. You know, I can drink at home and still get the same enjoyable buzz. Which means the trolls don't win at shit. All you do is look like assholes.
Fire in the sky!
See, I'm getting drunk and listening to Ozzy Osbourne on stream, and you can't stop me, and it pisses off the YouTube trolls. I don't give a shit. No one's forcing you to listen to Ozzy or Cobra's music. You don't like it? Then fuck off. Exactly. Trolls always lose. Thank you for your $1.99 donation. I don't harass my trolls at their favorite bars because I don't have to get inside their head. I'm already there. They see Cobra hanging out at a Frosty's or whatever, and they're like, oh, well, you know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't be up to the people to help me fight the assholes and online bullying. But it's like, they'll sit there and fucking kick me out of the bar because they don't want to get fucking cyber harassed. But then in their private life, outside of their job, they get harassed, and it's like, oh, it's not fair. And I'm like, well, if you want to stand up against online bullying, you got to start with fucking standing up against mine, and then telling all the other assholes that fucking harass you to fucking suck the biggest horse cock. Oh, don't mind me, I'm all jamming Ozzy on my fucking iPhone through my headphones. And if you can't fucking hear it through your headphones, through my headphones, I mean, that's good, because then they can't give me a copyright strike. But look, we don't care if you're one of Ozzy's biggest fans, you're gonna get a copyright strike. How about you fucking suck my dick before I rape your mouth? I'm just kidding, I wouldn't do that, but no, seriously. Eat your glasses in honor of Ozzy and Sharon. Oh, well, I won't do that because that's fucking silly. But I'll put off my prescriptions. There we go. I'd sacrifice Ozzy Osbourne to end rape in all forms, to be honest. I hate sickos, and long live Ozzy. Yeah, breaking all the rules. Ozzy has the fuck songs, man. I know that you would love to go to hell, but Satan said it's not your time yet. And you knew that you're just another fool. So someone asked in chat if I'd sacrifice Ozzy Osbourne to end the sickos, and yes, I would. I love Ozzy Osbourne to death, and I would take a bullet for that man and his family, but if me getting raped by sickos would end sickos, then I'd totally do it. Because the only thing more miserable than my 6-year dry spell, to be honest, are the fucking people who do sicko shit in the name of sex because you want to get off. Oh, that didn't just happen. Yeah, I spilled. Shut the fuck up for a second. I'm like, oh, that's just great. I just spilt my fucking drink all over the fucking goddamn fucking... No, we're not gonna freak out about it because that's what the cool. I told the phone to shut the fuck up while I fucking mop up my mess. Thank you. Look, I didn't mean to fucking spill. It never fucking fails. I'm sitting here going, hey man, I don't want to cause any drama. I just want my knife to, did I say knife? I meant to go, fuck! I meant to say life. I want my life to go as drama free as possible. And to be like, hey, you know what? I'm not trying anything. I'm just trying to live my life and do my thing, you know. And it's like, nope, can't even do that. And I'm like, I'm not gonna freak out about spilling my fucking whiskey, cause that's life, you know? And look at that. See all that? See how fucking messy your listening device headphones are? There it goes. I'm like, oh, wow, that's life. Get back to listening. I got a towel on my mess, so we're good. Breaking all the rules! Breaking all the rules! And I'm like, that's life. You spill a little bit of whiskey. Get over it. You want to see Cobra freak out about it on camera like a stupid fucking fat, balding, ugly piece of shit retard. I'll let that drink settle in and get this mopped up. 1 second. I hate spilling my fucking whiskey, man. I know! You would love to go to hell!
The Satan said, this is not your time yet. It's not your time yet. You know, nobody thinks the way I do. So follow the things I take your mind free of them. I'm breaking the rules.
Ah, bollocks. It's empty.
Breaking all the rules. Breaking all the rules. Breaking all the rules. Yeah, breaking all the rules. Come on. Yeah, breaking all the rules. Come on. Ah, yeah. Come on.
Spill a little bit of frosty. That's alright. You're gonna have to pour it extra thick because you spilt it, Mr. Cobra. They don't like it when you waste it. Now come on! Yeah! Yeah, that's the song I want to listen to. The change, and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mom, I'm coming home. Ah, fuck, it burns so good. I'm coming home. You're right, good to be wrong. It's so bad, it's been so long. I'm coming home. Seriously, fucking spilling it a second time? Suck my dick. Oh my fucking god, dude. It's all over my fucking phone. Seriously, oh my god. I'm this fucking close, dude. Now I think it over. Like I try to fucking pull my drink up and then BLAH! Now I'm spilling all over the place! I'm sick of it! Okay, I said what I had to fucking say and I'm over it. That's part of the process of dealing with, like, you're trying to cut down on the drinking, that doesn't mean in life fucking doing it for me. Fuck you, life. You can suck my dick while I rape your fucking average girlfriend. I'm joking aside, but I'm serious. Life loves to fucking rape you, but then the second you do it back, you're a piece of shit. And you know what? Fuck rape. It's no excuse. If you're the kind of asshole that fucking rapes, you can fucking chop your dick off and blow your brains out, as far as I'm concerned. Because fuck rape. All that alcohol I fucking wasted on that spill. I'm so fucking over the holidays. Like, oh yeah, you just spilled your fucking drink combo. I'm doing everything in my power to, like, swallow my anger, my pissed off frustration. But, like, you know, you try to fucking praise Ozzy Osbourne and hate sickos and just do your thing on YouTube. And you can't even fucking do that without spilling your drink combo. It's seriously fucking irritating. And the only reason I don't throw this fucking cup against the wall in anger is because my fans gave it to me. So I gotta swallow all this anger and hatred. And they're like, I'm all sitting here getting drunk for Ozzy Osbourne on the weekend, and it's like, nope, you don't get to have that. You don't get to have that. And I'm like, yeah, watch me, motherfucker. So the fucking Jack Daniels drink combo wants to suck my dick! It's alright, I gotta sit back for this very reason. Because here's the thing of it, YouTube. I don't fucking control what I do to a point, you know? It's like my trolls want to be dicks because you wasted all this Jack. Fuck them. Like, they act like I did that on purpose. I'm like, shit, if I had my way, I would have drank it at all! And I'm like, I wasted the last of my Jack being fucking stupid. And it's like, you know what? It happens. Breathe. You're gonna have to chuggle a cup or a couple of these beers to make up for spilling Jack like a fucking retard on life. Like, I'm sure that's super entertaining for a lot of people. Like, oh yeah, he claims to be such a hardcore rock star, but it's like, watch him spill everything. There we go. Cheers to the Ozzy Osbourne Club. I'm like, oh, you know what? This is part of a weekend fucking party. You spill booze on yourself and make an ass of yourself, and everyone looks at you like you're stupid and useless.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you're one of... I have the whole weekend planned. It's like, you know what? You can't control when life does shit like that. So all you can do is stay calm. Because people are fucking insane. And if you lose your shit, it gives people an excuse to lose their shit. And I'm like, that's kind of unfair, but that's how life goes. So I'm like, you know what, man, you saw me freak out about, like, losing my jack fucking combo. And, like, the whole fucking video is just like, oh, Cobra's video has been about spilling it on himself. And it has nothing to do with, oh, he's drunk and blah, blah, blah. It's just fucking shitty circumstances, dude. And all you can do is breathe. Breathe. Be like, you know what? You know what? My fucking spicy ramen noodles with the buffalo chicken are going to be delicious. Everyone tries to be like that fucking popular guy on YouTube. And when their fucking shit falls through, you're like, fuck that. Is there a crack in the sky? That's how you get. Not supposed to talk to strangers. We came back and no more tears, nothing's here. I see a madness ever. What the fuck is this? Oh my fucking god. That's fucking adorable. No, it's nothing. Stupid fucking piece of shit. Oh my fucking god. There we are. Like, fuck. I'm not trying to make it about me personally, you know, because a lot of people are going, oh, well, you're like, you know what, I'm not anything. I'm just a piece of fucking shit, retard. They're like, okay, I know a lot of people are looking at the fucking hole. Oh, he's gonna do the thing. And it's like, I want to apologize. Fucking bullshit! I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything to deserve this. Oh, fuck you. Nah.
second. Oh my fucking god.
Oh my fucking god. You fucking faggot fuck bomb. This is what it is.
You know what is that, god? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm doing
fine. Did you hear anything to
eat? No, I wasn't, dude. I'm doing fine.
Good. You ordered a pizza or anything?
No, I did not. I haven't ordered anything all day since Troll Super Nintendo.
God, my YouTube trolls are miserable. Like, you think, okay, the YouTube trolls are fucking assholes. Like, Cobra Counterford. Like, oh, hey, Cobra hasn't answered all fucking day. So, you know what? I'm gonna fucking harass Cobra some more! Be like, hey, Cobra, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fucking fantastic. You know, I'm tired of my fucking YouTube trolls sitting there fucking calling false bullshit fucking calls on me. And be like, oh, well, it gets the fucking Casper police involved. So it's fucking hilarious to sit there and be like, oh, hey, Cobra, you fucking miserable faggot. And I'm like, I'm not gay, I'm straight. Oh, we don't care. Oh, we don't care. We're like, we've received fucking bullshit fucking calls from your fans. Sick of this shit. They're like, oh, wow, we can't handle Cobra being cooler than us. So we're going to have to fucking upload. I told my YouTube trolls, I said, your hatred of Cobra is going to be your downfall. So what do they do? As soon as Cobra has his downfall, you know, they fucking sit there and don't fucking attack me like I'm the fucking piece of shit! Because it's like, oh well, we would never do anything like that, blah blah blah. And I'm like, the companies who are doing this crap and making me my food would never do this crap. I get that. But the fucking asshole YouTube trolls don't give a shit. They sit there and they're like, okay, I haven't gone live in fucking several fucking hours. And it's like, oh my god, what am I supposed to fucking do? Where I'm like, I tell YouTube, I don't need any food. I don't need any food. I'm going to do a fucking buffalo chicken food hack. And it's like, oh well, fuck you, Cobra. My YouTube trolls will sit there. Fuck my YouTube trolls! They will sit there and fucking order a bunch of bullshit just to fuck with me. And then the second I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna stoop to their level. Somehow I'm the piece of shit. I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. Fuck that shit. Y'all fucking sit there. I'm like, dude, my fucking YouTube trolls are like, hey, we're gonna fucking have the police over as much as we can. And I'm over here like, leave me the fuck alone!
Like, if I need the cops for a fucking emergency, I'll call them! You know? I'm sick of it! It's like, if I need the cops for a fucking emergency, I'll call them! I'm tired of it! These fucking assholes who think it's funny to fuck with me! I'm tired of it! Fuck! Fuck! I try to sit here and do my own thing. That's what pisses me off about it. If I sit here and I try to do my own fucking thing and just mind my own business, and that's not good enough. I gotta get fucking harassed by the fucking assholes. I'm sick of it, dude. I'm sick of being fucking harassed by my YouTube trolls. Oh my fucking god. I'm fucking fantastic. What do you want? Why are you bothering me? I'm fucking fantastic. No, I do not. I'm fine, thank you. My YouTube trolls sit there and fucking harass me to the point where I got cops showing up to my apartment and fucking giving me shit because, oh my god, someone sent you a fucking burger. I'm like, you want to sit there and say, oh, you're so fantastic, fuck off.
I didn't even realize I was still going live. Fucking piece of shit, fucking mouse. Like, you know what? People can sit here and see the fucking crap that I go through because I'm King Cobra JFS. You can sit here and see. It's like, you know what? I don't ask for, like, the bullshit that I go through, but I go through it because my fans love my videos. And I can't fucking immediately fucking, like, okay, I'm trying to fucking go through this the best I can, and you know what I'm saying? It's not letting me fucking end it in the most. Because I make a video thinking to myself, you know what? Fuck my YouTube trolls. I'm gonna fucking make a video and be like, this is what I go through. And, you know, and it won't let me fucking, oh my god, dude. There it goes. Alright, we're cool. Fuck my YouTube trolls.